In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents, live from Twin Peaks off I-10 in Kirkwood, it's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reginald Atitula.
Who they want? Baseball Spo.
This intro is hard. I'm so excited to talk to our guy, Adam Spillane, who is our Astros insider here on Sports Radio 610. Spillane, what's happening, man?
Hey, Reggie, it's good talking to you, and I'm looking forward to meeting you sometime here in the near future, but welcome to the station.
Question number one, why do you have the hardest intro that I've heard thus far?
That is all Figgy.
Yours truly, man.
Yeah, let's be honest, I am the exact opposite of that intro, too.
You know what? I never would have guessed that. Never would have guessed that, knowing you the way.
And spit some bars on that song, too, man.
Yeah, we got to get, say, I'm Baseball Spo.
I think that'll work. So, Spillane, before we get into, like, the baseball of this all, we were just having a conversation about the most old school things that we still do. Some folks were talking about the ideas of still using cash. We just had someone from the 832 texting about how they need a physical printed ticket in sporting events, which I imagine is impossible.
How do you get those?
To handle right now. Is there something that comes to mind for you about, like, oh, this is a real old school thing I still do?
Not off the top of my head. You know, I don't use cash. I guess I will use cash sometime, and it's just at the gas station because it's like 10 cents cheaper. So I guess that's like the one thing that I would
All right.
Do.
True.
All right. A little frugality there.
That is money.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. That's good. All right, so we were wondering about Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman, but we got an answer on Alex Bregman today, didn't we?
Yeah, Bregman's going to play today. He's DHing and batting in the leadoff spot. I think he probably could have played last night. He was holding a bat and ready to pinch hit in the ninth inning. Joe Espada said, though, that he was never going to play. I think he wanted to. The team obviously was going to be extra careful with him, so he's in the leadoff spot today. My guess is he might be able to play third base when they get to Baltimore tomorrow. As of yesterday, he had really only played light catch. So we'll see if maybe that's something that they've been able to increase the intensity of in the last 24 hours. But, yeah, Bregman is back. Right now I'm looking at Kyle Tucker. He is playing catch out in the outfield right now. So, again, it's been a holding pattern here really for the last, you know, 2.5 months at this point. But Dana Brown did an interview earlier this morning, and he said that they're thinking the first week of September. Now, that's September 1st is 10 days from now, so that's basically, what, a 17-day window where he could come back. But it feels like to me there are still a lot of hurdles that he still needs to cross.
The starter for today for the Astros is indeed Justin Verlander as he makes his return to the club. He has only thrown, 57 pitches? He's worked his way up. And after Ronel Blanco had a pretty short outing, how well situated are they with the pen to be able to handle what is going to happen over this next stretch?
The bullpen is not in great shape. When you have Kikuchi only go, 5 2/3 in the game on Monday, and then Blanco, they had to really dig deep into the bullpen last night just to get 27 outs in that game. And, you know, Verlander, they'll probably say, and we'll talk to a spotter here in about 15 minutes, they'll probably have him at about 75 pitches today. But against this Red Sox lineup, the idea that he's going to be able to get through five innings seems pretty unlikely. Mm-hmm. So I'll be interested to see if maybe their plans have changed with the bullpen here today. And just because also they optioned Seth Martinez, who did not pitch in either of the last two games. So he would have been fresh. And so that's one less option that they have coming out of that bullpen today. So it's going to be tough to get them through this game. And that's the hard part about going to a six-man rotation, is that you have one fewer arm in the bullpen. And so when you have a starter who does not go deep into a game, then that really puts the onus on everybody else to go deep into the game. But obviously, I don't know if Verlander will be able to do that. And then you go to tomorrow, and I don't know if Spencer Arrighetti is going to be able to go deep into the game against that very good Orioles lineup. I thought maybe that they would piggyback Arrighetti with Verlander today, but it doesn't seem like that is in the equation as Arrighetti is walking out here to go through a throwing program. So I don't think that's going to be the case.
Well, we definitely are in the mode of looking toward the postseason, which is in itself a story. How's the outfield going to look? They've been trying some things. They brought in another guy. Chaz McCormick has struggled mightily, as we all know, although he had a good game the other day. How would you predict this outfield to look as we get into September?
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, a lot of it is going to be dependent on Kyle Tucker coming back, which, again, they seem to think that he'll be back here in the next 2-3 weeks. But Jake Meyers is pretty much entrenched into center field. You know, I know offensively he hasn't been very good lately, but he does play elite defense at that position. They'll play Yordan Alvarez in left field every now and then. They've had to play him more in left field recently just because they've wanted to get some of their other bats into the lineup. But I think that you're going to see them really start grasping at straws. And that's the Ben Gamel move that they made yesterday, where they claimed him off waivers from the Mets. He's only played in, what, 6 major league games this season. I think it's maybe only 24 major league games the last 2 years. But they have been really working the waiver wire all year, whether it was for pitching, whether it was for bench bats. And I think that they'll continue to do that. And, you know, anybody that they add between now and September 1st is eligible to be on the postseason roster. But even if they get, you know, past September 1st, they could still look to add guys. Remember, they added Bennett Sousa after September 1st last year, and he got them a lot of big outs out of that bullpen down the stretch, even though he wasn't eligible to be on the postseason roster. So they're going to try. They are going to search long and hard to see if they can find options to improve the club. They've been doing it all year. Nobody really has worked, but I don't think that they will stop trying.
So we mentioned Ben Gamel, the dart that they're throwing to try and help with the outfield. What would be a success for him? What would be necessary for him to be successful and help the outfield?
That he's be able to stay on the roster for now until game 162. I think that's really, you know, they've tried all these guys, and very few of them have even been able to stick. So I think that you are looking for someone who can provide you, you know, around league average offense and hold up defensively, because that's an upgrade over what they've been running out there at the corners here since Kyle Tucker's been hurt. That's what's been pretty remarkable about this run, is that they've been able to do it with just kind of piecing together an outfield at this point, where it's McCormick in right, or maybe sometimes it's Trey Cabbage in right, or it's Mauricio Dubon playing the corners. So I just think that they are looking for someone who can provide them not even league average offense, but close to league average offense at this point for the corners.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, because Bregman to me is so huge, not just because he was on such a tear, but when you look at this everyday lineup, and it sounds almost blasphemous to say this because they've been so hot, but the bottom of the order is still not exactly ripping it, you know, ripping the cover off the ball. So, you know, they still need to get the bottom of the lineup going, and Bregman's probably going to help a lot with that.
Well, the bottom of the order is bad. I mean, let's just be flat out. The bottom of the order, that last half of the lineup is just not good. And especially when you have guys who aren't, you know, if Chaz McCormick got back to being the Chaz McCormick from last year, then that changes things a little bit, but he's not. And they are asking a whole lot of Mauricio Dubon by asking him to play every day and basically playing, you know, one of the corners here. So the drop-off between Alex Bregman and Shea Whitcomb, who's been playing third base for the most part the last 5 games, that's pretty steep. You know, the drop-off from Kyle Tucker to whoever they've been playing in right field has been pretty steep. And that's why, you know, their depth, they just don't have it. You know, they don't have it really. And this is, you know, what you've seen the last, you know, 5 games without Bregman is kind of a look at what you might be seeing, you know, next year. Bregman does choose to leave in free agency. They just don't have a lot. And they've tried bringing guys up from AAA. It hasn't worked. They've tried bringing guys in from outside the organization. That hasn't worked. Again, it is pretty remarkable that they are where they are now when you consider how just devastated the roster has been with injuries.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Spo, you know, a familiar face is out there on the market as we talk about the idea of going and just picking folks up. Hector Neris was released by the Cubs. Does that give you any level of intrigue? Are you interested in that at all for these Astros?
Yeah, I think that that's something that they will certainly explore. He hasn't been that good this season. I know the ERA is okay, but when you really dig deep into the numbers, it quite hasn't been that good. And even last year, I know the ERA, I think, was under 2 last year. He wasn't quite that good, but he's a guy who they know. He's a guy who was a leader within that clubhouse last year. He's pitched in a lot of big innings before. And, you know, again, you look at the last couple of guys on that staff, they are not established major leaguers. They are not guys that I think that you would trust to get big outs in a big spot. And I do think that Neris would be the opposite. So, yeah, I do think that they will explore bringing in Hector Neris. I think that Neris will have a few suitors at this stage. But obviously going back to the Astros would give him a chance to win. It's a familiar place. He's well-liked within that clubhouse. So I do think that that's something that they will certainly explore. And, you know, who knows, that might be something that works out for them.
One more on Verlander, because we have our opinions, but I want to ask you. You mentioned about what to expect, you know, today and maybe the short term, but what is he going to be for this team? What does he need to be, I should say, for this team to go ahead and make this run even more special?
I just think
realistically.
Yeah, I think that you're not getting a Cy Young guy anymore. I mean, I think that that's been the case really for the last couple of years. What he did in 2022 was pretty much an anomaly and like a one-of-one type season for when you consider the age. I think that you are looking at a guy who can give you a quality start. You know, you're looking at a guy who you're hoping he can give you 6 and give up 2 or 3 runs. I think that's what you're looking at right now. I don't think he's the type of guy who's going to be able to give you 7, 8 innings anymore. I think that he's going to go out and give you a professional start. He's not going to blow up on you. You know that if he pitches, he's probably going to be able to at least give you 5. And, you know, maybe you're able to get 6 out of him at this point. He understands his body. He understands when he can let it go. I think just reading about his last rehab start, you know, he was kind of sitting 92, 93 for the first 3 innings, and then he really let it go once he got to the 4th and was back up to 95, 96. So he's the type of guy who's going to be able to get him through the early innings, and then when he needs to bump it up, he's able to bump it up, but he just can't go into the tank as much as he could in the past. So to me, if you're looking at, like, getting into the playoffs, if I'm them, I'm saying, okay, we're going to give you 2 times for the order. We're going to give you 18 hitters. You can air it out then, and then we'll have somebody in behind you who can really clean up and bridge the gap to those last, you know, to the last few innings with the bullpen. So I think you're just hoping to get decent starts. You're hoping maybe to get through the 5th. Maybe if you're lucky, you get to the 6th.
There you go. Spo, appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time talking Astros. Enjoy the game today, man.
Thanks, Reggie. And again, looking forward, happy to have you at the station and looking forward to meeting you in person.
Thank you, my man. Likewise. There you go. Adam Spillane, our Astros insider here on Sports Radio 610. Join us every Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
10:40. Looking forward to that every year, especially the way that the Astros are playing.
That's going to get even more interesting.
It sure is. It sure is. So, Verlander going today. I believe that's first pitch 1:10, if
yeah,
I remember correctly.
You can watch it right here.
That's right, where we are. I-10 and Kirkwood, it's Twin Peaks, and we're getting ready to open up here shortly. So, come out, have some lunch, sign up for some potential giveaways. I mean, there's a jersey, there's a signed football, there's a signed helmet, and you know there might be some tickets as well. So come out and say what's up to us out here at Twin Peaks. Coming up next, though, we go around the NFL where the Brian Flores Tua Tagovailoa thing continues as the world of the NFL turns.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.